5:44 on this Tuesday afternoon. This is Jill Dittmeyer with you once again. All work and no play makes for a dull mind. So the folks at the Da Vinci Pursuit want to do something about that this Thursday night. They are hosting their Let's Get Curious event. And here to tell us all about it is the head playmaster himself, Mark Kessling, the creator of Da Vinci Pursuit. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Jill.
Good to have you here again.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Da Vinci Pursuit, what you guys are all about is connecting art, science, and the community, helping us to look at things in a different way and experience science in a fun way.
Right. So our belief is that people should have science come to them in their neighborhoods where they live, and that the arts are a great way of attracting people to that. And then working with community, we end up being able to create things that come from the interests of the community and maybe even answer some issues through art and science that are in that community.
One of the projects you're really involved with is the Roe Project, the Reconnecting Our Waterways. And you've been involved with a lot of artists and scientists to create installations along our different waterways. And Thursday night, people are going to get to see and meet those.
That's right. And so we were really proud to have received a Kresge grant along with Roe to do that. And so we were able to prototype about six different types of things. One, you know, like a giant bottle made out of 1,000 water bottles that would have been in the river, a bale that's made out of soda straws that were in the river, a beautiful water bug that moves and with the water and flows, and it gives you an example of flow under the water. So you're going to see some pretty incredible works of art that will eventually, in this coming year, find their way onto the waterways throughout Indianapolis.
And one of them has, the Kobikoscope, is over
Correct.
At Pleasant Run Trail on the Barth Avenue that they recently reopened that part of the trail.
Correct.
So that whole area is really Da Vinci Pursuit Central with a lot of
projects. It is, with
there.
A lot of other partners in that area. But we've all the partners in Roe decided to activate that, as they did several places along each of the different waterways we have. But on that particular one, a city put in a bridge. We've got a couple of art ports, which are our docking port idea to have pop-up art to be able to go in. We've got our Kobikoscopes as branding that way. But then we have other partners who have created an amphitheater out of big blocks with a stage. And so that whole area has become activated for the arts. And
you appreciate the art, but you learn something, but you don't know that you're learning something, which
well,
is
right.
kind of part of the whole.
That's the part of the whole thing.
The
I'm
whole
always
thing.
Fond of saying that I try to create Trojan horses that are attractive and beautiful and people want to come over. And then inside the belly is something they might not have thought they wanted to know, but then they do discover that they'd like that.
Speaking of inside the belly, kidneys.
Yes.
Micro cell biologists.
Yes.
This is all going to come together Thursday night as well.
Right.
This is a new little
so
project.
So we're going to kind of debut a pretty interesting and cool idea, which is we worked with cell biologists that are doctors and PhD researchers at IU Health that have these great images. And one of them decided that he had a boring screensaver and he wanted to create one. So he took these images, cut them apart, twisted them, flipped them, and created this great thing on his screen. So I saw it, and then I thought, wow, this would benefit for some other artists. So we put a video artist, and we put a musician with them. And they also do motion capture. So what people are going to see is they're going to be inside, which just happened at the IMA, inside the big tent, which is eight screens with eight channels of sound. They'll be in there, and they'll have these images moving, but it will move to their body motions. So they'll make art by moving their eyes, moving their head, their arms, and their hands. So we're going to be debuting that, making out of real, kidney images. You will be making beautiful art.
This all happens Thursday night at Orchard School, 615 West 64th, from 6 to 8 p.m., the Da Vinci Pursuit. Thanks, Mark. Have fun. I know
Thank you
will.
We will. Bye.